You and Yours has found that 75% of nurses in a specialist area of NHS care in England, Wales and Northern Ireland are sponsored by medical companies. They work in stoma care and they look after the people who've had colostomies and ileostomies. Some people in the NHS are concerned that this relationship might be poor value for money because nurses may feel obliged to prescribe the products manufactured by their sponsor companies. Samantha Fenwick reports.
We're just going into our main ward now. This is where all our patients who've undergone colorectal surgery come after their operation.
Judy Hanley is the lead stoma nurse at the Great Western Hospital in Swindon.
And how are you feeling today, first day after your operation?
Just a little sore.
She's a sponsored nurse, and since 1996, the nurses working in this unit have been paid for by a commercial medical manufacturer. Companies are invited by the trust to provide the services. In this hospital, they pay for three nurses' salaries, as well as their travel expenses and national insurance.
If it wasn't for the sponsorship with the trust, I don't believe we would have the numbers of stoma care nurses that we have in this organisation. Because we do have more staff, we have the ability to go into the community and see our patients. We are able to do a lot more teaching and education of patients in care homes, in GP surgeries, and even at the nursing universities.
We wanted to find out how many of these so-called sponsored nurses there are working in the NHS. So we asked all 2,300 hospitals in the UK. From the responses we got back, we found that most sponsorship does occur in this area of care. And of the 600 stoma nurses, 450 are sponsored. And this is of concern for MPs like Jonathan Evans, who raised the issue in Parliament last year.
Every year, over 40,000 people in this country are diagnosed with bowel cancer.
I was amazed to find that that was the situation. Why? Because it's very, very clear to me that if you have got somebody who's a health professional responsible for advising you in relation to your health care, and that person is being paid by the manufacturer of a product, which may be a product to be chosen for that care, big issues of conflict of interest arise.
And those in the medical manufacturing industry are also concerned.
Whenever you wake up from surgery and you agree with your stoma care nurse what pouch is best for you, it is very difficult to change away from that. And in that regard, stoma care companies often enjoy a lifetime relationship with their patients.
Paul Eakin is the managing director of Pelican Healthcare. He makes and distributes stoma products to patients. He only has a 7% share of the market and says he'll struggle to grow his business any further because sponsored nurses give his rivals direct access to patients who'll end up being their customers for life.
What you find is if you do a poll of the trusts around England, Wales and determine which of them is sponsored by each of the sponsoring companies, you can see that the largest sponsor has 27% involvement with the number of stoma care departments in England and Wales, and strikingly they have a 28% market share. The second biggest sponsor has 19% involvement in the sponsored accounts, and their market share is 16%, and so on.
The Great Western Hospital in Swindon treats around 180 new patients every year, and sponsored stoma nurse Judy Hanley says the majority of these patients will be signed up to a supplier owned by the ward's sponsor.
The agreement with the trust, the contract, is that we will offer their delivery service for the patient to obtain their supplies. And if that delivery company can guarantee they can get the patient's supplies and then dispense the goods, if they cannot supply the goods, then we would move to another delivery service.
How often would that happen that you wouldn't go with your preferred delivery service?
Very rarely, because they do have a huge availability.
There are more than 100,000 people in the UK with a stoma. Andy Fletcher from Brighton is one of them.
It's caused problems, but it's also made life better as well. For example, I've now got a quality of life I never had before. I can go outside, I can go on holiday with my wife, everything I couldn't do beforehand because I needed access to a toilet. On the downside of it, you're very, very conscious of having it, so you can't go swimming on the beach or go to a public pool. Apart from that, life carries on.
Patients like Andy need a regular supply of colostomy bags, belts, products to help protect the skin, adhesives, adhesive removers and deodorants. Prices range from around £5 for a skin cleanser to £150 for one of the most expensive type of bags. And while spending across the NHS is down, it continues to rise in Stomacare. Andrew White is the head of medicine management at the Greater Manchester Commissioning Support Unit.
The cost overall to NHS of prescribing is dropping by around 5%, mostly driven by reductions in medicines costs, but the stoma and continence area is growing about 21%, quite far ahead of what the usual growth measures are.
Is the amount that it's grown by a surprise to you?
I think it's more it's such a small area. We were surprised when we found it because the growth is higher than we would have expected.
While some of this growth could be down to more people receiving treatment, we've also been told it's due to over-prescribing of unnecessary products. Unlike any other area of care in the NHS, the GP signs off the prescription, which has already been written by a supplier owned by the manufacturer of the stoma products. And Andrew White says this system doesn't give the NHS value for money.
They may not fully understand what your personal needs are, so they may make assumptions as to what you need rather than giving what you actually need. What we find is that some appliance contractors will deliver the product to the patient and then ask for the prescription from the doctor, which we just do not recommend at all, because how do we know if the patients need that quantity?
You get companies ringing you up and saying, you've had problems from us in the past. Would you like to place an order?
George had his stoma operation 2 years ago. And since then, he's become an expert in how the medical companies can push up the price of a monthly prescription, simply by offering you products you might not need.
You can tell the company you don't need such and such each month. Some companies will abide by that and not send it you, but some companies will send it you. You've had an order placed once, you get the same order. Because the more they send you, the more they get paid.
NHS England have told us that suppliers have a duty to advise patients of the importance of only requesting the items they need. Lead clinical specialist at the Great Western Hospital, Judy Hanley, chairs the National Association of Stoma Nurses. She accepts that money is being wasted on unnecessary products.
I have seen patients at home, and yet the wardrobe's been full. Patients overorder. They will tick every box on the prescription every time instead of what they need. Also, if the patient's being seen by a district nurse, she may well prescribe something that is then duplicating what they're already using. So it's not just one thing that is causing the problem.
How do you think it's been allowed to kind of mushroom in this way?
They will go to the GP and say, I like this. Can I have it? The GP will say yes. Or they will go to their delivery company and it might well be doubling up on what they're already using. And GPs have little knowledge about stoma products and will accept what the patient says.
We spoke to the British Medical Association, which represents GPs in England and Wales. They concede that some prescriptions will be signed off without question. They say they can't be experts in every area of care, and they rely on the advice of stoma nurses. But as we've revealed, 3/4 of these nurses are sponsored by medical manufacturers. And when the issue was discussed in Parliament last year, the then Minister for Care, Paul Burstow, did admit that there was potential for conflicts of interest. NHS England say the sponsored nurses are bound by a code of conduct, which means that their professional judgment should not be influenced by any commercial considerations. But Conservative MP Jonathan Evans, who raised the issue in Parliament, doesn't think this goes far enough.
Now, the Department of Health says we don't need to worry about all this because there is a professional code. And all of the nurses are under that obligation. They've got to ensure that their professional judgment is not influenced. But that puts them, I've got to say, in a very, very awkward situation. And I think it would be altogether better if government and the industry were to agree a very much more rigid code of practice, because that would help the stoma nurses themselves in order to deal with what I believe is a patent conflict of interest.
The government have now asked the manufacturers to come up with a solution. So we invited the five biggest to take part in the programme. None of them responded to our requests. So we asked their trade body, the British Healthcare Trade Association. They too were unable to provide us with an interview, but they did tell us that they were unable to comment on whether the role of the sponsored nurse raised issues of potential conflicts of interest. They did say, though, that there was no consensus within their industry about how commercial sponsorship should work. All agree that patients will suffer if the number of nurses is reduced.
Samantha Fenwick.